98
Prestige Billiards. If you want to make that, I'm serious. Eric, you've got the thing now. It's nonstop silly fun when you've got games.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it.
Even like the old school games like Frogger and Super Mario Brothers.
When we had, and you'll see it, the commercial that's running on our website there, that's in my place, and my gay neighbors are playing my video game thing, and what did they choose? Frogger. And they played Frogger at my house for like an hour. There's 1,800-plus games on this thing. I don't even know how many there are, actually. I think that's just the one direction because you can switch the directions.
And then they have special, like they have Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man, but they have, like, Pac-Man Turbo, where the Pac-Man goes faster.
And then, like, a Japanese Pac-Man, which is a little weird.
There's a bunch of weird versions.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's so much fun, and it just changes everything. It's fun. Your house becomes fun. So hop on that thing. But even, like, you know, you think you got a PlayStation, and that's good. That is good. Something about having one of those old-school gaming tables is just people are mesmerized by it. My buddy Craig.
It's nice you can get right into it, too, whereas you turn on your, you know, the PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation takes a second.
Kind of set up.
Yeah.
But the my buddy Craig, I'm watching hockey with him and at his place, and he asked me something, and I showed him a picture or something, and it happened to have the video game thing in the background. And he goes, wait a minute, what the hell is this? I'm like, that's a video game table. And he goes, is that your house? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what is it? I'm like, whatever we were talking about stopped happening. And he goes, what is it? I'm like, oh, this guy, a whole, like, thousands of games. I don't know. Why aren't we at your house right now? I'm like, settle down, dude.
Gets all excited.
What's going on, Craig? This is weird.
You know what's on there on mine, anyway? I don't know if you have it. Tapper?
Oh, yeah. Tapper's awesome.
Which is hilarious with the Budweiser sign. Yeah. And you're thinking, man, kids were playing this.
It was brought to you by beer. Tapper was great. I think mine's got a different name, but it's the same game. I think it's Bartender or Bartender Plus or something like that, but it's the same thing. Tapper's great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get one of these for your place, Brady. You were never a video game kid, even with those, like, arcade stuff.
A little bit. You know, Zaxxon, Missile Command, Pac-Man.
So you like video games?
But not much. I didn't go to the arcades on the weekend, like on free time.
That wasn't part of the podcast tonight. I didn't ask, can you name video games? Did you play them or not?
A little bit.
Did you have Donkey Kong Jr.?
Oh, yeah. That's got the Jr. Got the one, that one weird one that came after. That was bad.
Three? There's Donkey a lot Kong of, yeah, a lot of versions.
Yeah, there's a ton of different kinds. And then
Galaga.
Monkey and the Blonde Girl.
Yeah.
That's like the Chinese.
The rip-off.
Yeah, they get the weird ones on there too. Oh, it's so much fun. Get that stuff. Prestige Billiards has it all. It's time now for Eric to release upon all of you the brand new releases of the week. We find out what comes out. Movies, music, DVDs, CDs, home use, downloads, everything you want coming up this week is about to be released upon you. Eric, release me.
All right, we'll start off with video games. Just some more expansion stuff. The Legend of Heroes. You got some expansion there. Trails of Cold Steel 2, The Elder Scrolls Online, so you can add to your nerddom there, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I know Toledo and I have been playing that. The Fate of Atlantis, Episode 2.
Did you start playing again?
Torment of Hades.
Me?
Nah.
Oh, him?
I've been on the arcade lately, so I've...
Odyssey's good?
In. It's good, but it's big.
Massive!
Are you still rolling?
Oh, yeah. Level 61.
Nice! Is that big?
It's to a point where they won't let me advance in the game until I start doing the quests. So I have to start
back and do other stuff.
I have to start playing the game in order to advance.
He's doing all the side stuff and just killing.
There's a certain glory to the simplicity of the linear game.
There, yeah.
Versus the good lord,
open world.
What more am I expected to do here?
There's a part of the map I haven't been to.
Yeah, it never ends, which is neat and at the same time daunting.
Streaming, we got Netflix, Black Mirror season 5.
I hear that's great.
And it actually has some special guests. Miley Cyrus is a star in a couple episodes.
They only do like 5 or 6 season episodes,
Andrew
right?
Scott, yeah.
Police here. Think the word, you're going to hurt yourself. Or someone else.
Uh-oh.
Lonely feelings.
Family life. It's boring.
Lonely feelings.
Ooh, so here she is, guy.
What is it?
He's tendering some girl.
Lonely feeling.
I don't have any friends.
Rachel, you look incredible.
Oh, this is supposed to sell it to me? I'm getting depressed from the promo.
Oh, it's not a fun show.
No,
No, it's a little freaky horror type stuff.
I've watched one episode, and they're all like, it's almost Twilight Zone-ish, right? Each episode's
a little
different than
and
the
each line. Episode's different.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
Neat. I watched one with John Hamm, and it was fascinating because they were basically as a computer version of a Cyrano de Bergerac thing where they had the guy on a date, and they had six or seven experts online telling him what to say and do, and then then the girl kills him, and they're all watching it. It's pretty great.
Topher Grace, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you can't watch that. He's awful.
You don't like Topher Grace?
No one does.
Why?
That's your point. Like my dad hated everything Stockard Channing did. I hate Sandra Bullock. We all have one.
Spider-Man movie. I'm like, get out of here.
We all have one, and it's an inexplicable hatred for a celebrity that just doesn't make any sense. Mine is Sandra Bullock.
Huh. Okay. Designated Survivor season 3. That's with Kiefer. Post 24 roles.
So it's 24 light.
President 24.
Yeah, he's
well,
the president.
I really screwed that up, didn't I?
Chloe, give me the schematics of the White House.
The beginning of this ride. So I need your opinion.
If you run, and if you lose, that's your legacy.
I think you're asking the wrong thing. The question should be, why am I running in the first place?
He's been on the set of 44, 24 for
44 years.
Oh, yeah, a long, long time.
You're concerned about making the wrong decisions.
There's Anthony Edwards now, and I can't from Revenge of the Nerds and ER, alive. And I can't not see him now as the guy at the end of Neverland.
Yeah, and that documentary part, part.
The Oprah part where he gets raped.
Yeah, he's been raped, apparently.
Yeah, a lot. And
really,
he started a whole foundation.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that, but then you look at him like, oh.
Poor guy.
The story stinks.
Goose, we love you, Goose.
Yeah, Goose got raped. And you think of Goose. That wasn't too far removed from when it happened.
No.
Ah. Go get him, Goose.
Also on Netflix, The Chef Show. There you go, Brady.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau.
Hello, children.
You know he made... No, not
the movie?
He made that movie, The Chef. Yeah. Well, this is a show, kind of. He's a big food enthusiast.
He has ballooned.
He's huge. Up.
He's a cautionary tale to liking food.
Hey, Tom Holland.
Favreau is a monster.
I used to cook with Roy all the time when he was training me, and then the movie came out and it all ended.
It's like being dumb.
It really was.
So he just got everybody from The Avengers.
When are we cooking again?
Help him out with the show.
How do you know when that's done?
I'm looking at the cheese. I'm looking at the bottom.
I saw you and Chef making that grilled cheese sandwich. That's why I'm here.
Okay. The Bill Burr that's eating crazy. A grilled cheese. I can't do this. I cannot describe to me why watching Bill Burr eat a grilled cheese is different than anyone else.
It does make me want a grilled cheese.
Grilled
shows
cheese
you how to
great,
make it.
But the grilled cheese is the star. I get it. People taking bites of stuff and looking at a camera and nodding is weird to me. I'll never get it.
It's huge, John.
I know. And it huge. Doesn't add up. Why is it, though? My only argument to this is I get that it's huge. Why is it not a spectator sport to go to a restaurant window and just look in?
Oh.
If watching people eat is entertaining,
some idea, John.
Well, they've
because you'd get punched in the mouth for it.
Restaurants where you can see them making the food,
making.
I mean, yeah,
but if you held up
eating.
A card and said that wasn't great,
no, I'm not worried about the recipes or the making. It's that weird few minutes of people eating and looking at a camera, and nodding at me, going, "Yes, it turned out to be food."
If you were eating at Hell's Kitchen, you would definitely be staring in the back.
Into the back. I'm not talking about the chefs. I'm
Gordon Ramsay's back there cooking.
Watching people eat. Not the cooking. The
just
watching
the
people
eating?
Eat part. Why is that always a necessity in the end?
They don't spend a ton of time.
They do. Pay attention
more
to it more.
About the prep and
they
the cooking.
They
but they
the
don't show you a
food.
Recipe. They don't show you anything. It's all just watch this, and then they sit there and stare at each other. For the
well,
culmination
of
it all
goes,
is to watch them take bites. Watch morning news. They slap things together and then they look and go, "Are you ready?" Mm-hmm. It's like that is the necessary shot in all these shows, all of them, to prove that they ate it. And I find it odd.
But don't you think if it's interesting people, like if Gordon Ramsay's yelling at people, that's
I'm fine with, but because that's not eating, that's different. That's a guy yelling.
John Favreau,
love it.
Bill Burr. What if it's about the conversations that they're having?
Yeah, what if
that's great too? I'm not talking. You guys are missing the whole point.
The amount of time shown eating the food.
The necessity of that being a shot in a cooking show where we can't just make it and then have a conversation and then eat while we're having a conversation. You have to have that moment where it's like, all right, everybody stop doing everything. Watch Bill Burr take a bite of the thing we eat. I would love for somebody to throw up. I would love it because it's always
to be honest.
And it's just
well, here's my question,
grilled cheese sandwich.
You hate all cooking shows. Like even like the Anthony Bourdain stuff.
No. Yeah. No, because he actually, he didn't have that
really
moment.
Wasn't even about the food that much.
Because the moment I'm confused by is the let's stop everything and watch Bill Burr take a bite.
Yeah, I'll give him
tell
that.
You why.
Bourdain never
That's
does that.
Bourdain just had a conversation and said, these are weird, like here we are eating this food, fantastic food, and then you talk about the region or whatever. But it's not that freeze, stop doing everything, we
Don't
made a grilled
you're
cheese.
Placing your hatred of Guy Fieri in that because he's the one that
no,
kind of coined
it. It was
that.
Before that. I'm like, what? Gary was Collins, Our Magazine's Gary Collins was the reason I hated it. Because he would wander over from the desk after this guy would do something, and he's like, all right, Gary. And then he would look at the camera and take a bite, and I always found it really weird that the crowd then goes, yay. It happens on that
stupid, they want to try some.
That stupid The Chew show. They have those cooks on there, the one that raped people, and then the other one.
And one of the audience gets served.
Not always. Sometimes it's just the front row, which I love when they tease the rest of the audience. But they'll sit there, and then that weird fat one that rapes people in his rape kitchen.
Boy Mario.
Yeah, Mario Batali. And he does stuff, and then he looks at the audience, and he goes, watch this. And then he eats it. And he stares at the camera, and I'm like, this is the weirdest moment of the last 20 minutes. And it's in every show. That weird stare at me and chew. Like, if you ever saw somebody doing it, you'd be like, I'm going to punch this guy. This is strange. I just don't get it.
If they can and find a way to make it interesting, I'll check it out.
But there's never going to be an interesting moment of no talking, no action, someone taking a bite and staring
at
me.
Well, when you're making a grilled cheese, it would be hard not to step away. Like, hey, we made it. Okay, we're done.
I didn't say throw it out.
I mean, that's why...
That's what cracks me up, though, when they make grilled cheese.
That's
or
the point.
Hamburgers.
Yeah. Why is Bill Burr eating a grilled cheese?
Like, if you
entertainment.
If you watch the cheese that they make, that grilled cheese is going to cost you $25.
Sure.
Okay. But
it's
you're still
a grilled
I'm
cheese.
I'm not saying it's great. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's great, but that's their whole thing.
It's just that, weird thing that's like, watch, Bill Burr's going to take a bite of a grilled cheese, and everybody freezes and watches it.
I had no idea what risotto was until Gordon Ramsay.
Love risotto. Yeah. And that's an introduction to a food.
Right.
Now, if he said, all right, everyone, risotto, watch this. Home? 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 It's weird to watch. He's not talking. He's not doing any entertaining. Everybody else is watching him put it in his mouth. It's just that it's the money shot in all those cooking shows. It has to happen where it gets real quiet and strange and everybody takes a bite.
Well, you want to know if they like it or not.
But of course they like it.
Not necessarily.
Never once have I
watched
one of
those. That was
the
great thing
shows.
About Hell's Kitchen. Like, they would serve that food.
But that
you
was
did it wrong.
A lot of it would come back.
Right, because they cooked it wrong. It wasn't, you know, right. But that's Hell's Kitchen was a game show.
Sure.
And they weren't sitting there going, all right, everyone quiet. Put it in your mouth. And then they watch this person go.
But so is like Iron Chef.
Yeah, those are weird. Like, that's just strange food people.
Yeah, and they make some weird stuff.
I don't like them, but I just that one's the strangest thing in the world. It's just to me, it's
still a bottom line. I guess
the celebration
it's still a working formula, sure. And there's a lot of people we're fascinated by food.
Yeah, and we're over fascinated.
Yeah,
by it, and we've celebrated it to the point where now watching someone eat it is entertainment, and that's weird to me. And it always has been just that, you know, Jamie Serretta on Channel 3 every Saturday and Sunday morning has four meals. And the one point is like, all right, here you go. And she always, like, it just, this zombie-eyed strange person takes a bite and starts nodding at the camera. And I'm like, okay, I knew it was food. I don't get anything out of this. It's as strange as when the other girl with her used to tell me she could smell the food I was cooking. Like, what's wrong with you guys? Yeah, I guess I don't get celebrating food that way. I don't celebrate it like that. I don't make a big television show out of a food item.
All right, here's a TV show you might like. Hulu, The Handmaid's Tale, season 3.
Yeah, this is
about
great.
Religious persecution.
Yeah, and persecution and abuse of ladies.
This is a deep show.
Heresy.
Have you watched any episodes?
I watched one, and Elizabeth Moss, right in the middle of it, said, what is this, soup? And then for 5 minutes, she just went,
I don't remember that part.
I'm eating.
You should check it out. It's actually, at first I was like,
not for helping.
I don't know if this is for me.
Because officially...
I kind of want to get into it.
There's no such thing as escape.
Well, this is almost a dead giveaway. Like, in the beginning, you thought it was another time, right? And then you find out that they're on some compound in the middle of modern society.
It's an alternate universe.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's it's the different. U.S. still. There are parts of the U.S. where they can't go to.
It's if the U.S. got old-school religion and took over.
Yep. If the Puritans took over
and sweet.
Created their society.
You should watch it, dude.
Oh,
it's pretty deep. And if you like the religious aspect of it.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Because what they do to these chicks is just awful.
Or
great.
Awful exciting.
Awful exciting.
They corral all the fertile ones.
It looks
down.
Like it's making them better people.
Sure, Brady. That's exactly what happens.
They look very happy.
Well, a lot of sexism in this world.
They're minding their business.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the women aren't allowed to do jack squat.
Now, that's entertainment. Not once in this promo has anybody sat down and eaten a grilled cheese for my entertainment.
No, you haven't gotten there yet.
The grilled cheese section.
So this will be out on the 5th. So The Handmaid's Tale, Season 3. Highly recommended. Movie's out this weekend. We got Dark Phoenix with Sansa Stark. The Secret Life of Pets 2 without Louis C.K.
No Louis C.K. They put him down.
Patton Oswalt worked out, though.
He was the lead.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
The main guy.
That's Patton Oswalt.
Bummer.
And Late Night also out. Music. We have Combi Christ. This is a agrotech industrial metal band.
Well, of course they are.
From Norway.
Agrotech. Is that farmers?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. One crew I can't
stop. One fire is around. Come inside, don't be late. Yeah, stop me in Pakistan. Ooh, he said
Pakistan.
He's going to eat his
way like we used to hate.
You used to hate. I guess they're based in Georgia. The singer's Norwegian.
This sounds like like the farming version of Rammstein.
I like it.
Planting potatoes to this.
About Guns at Last Dawn with Burton C. Bell.
Oh, Burton C. Bell from Fear Factory.
I'd like to take a bite of some flan with Gary Harper while we listen to this.
You'll hear them on Into the Pit.
Combi Christ.
Combi Christ.
There you go.
Farming rock. Agriculture rock, as I believe it was called.
Next up, we have the Jonas Brothers. I believe they're coming to town, aren't they? I thought I saw a billboard.
Probably.
Happiness Begins.
This was Alex's first concert.
Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, when he was 2. Maybe I should his sister.
Does it count if he was 2?
Yeah, what age did you lose, Alex?
Bjorned up.
That doesn't count.
It wasn't Bjorned up.
2-year-olds didn't go to a concert.
Well, it's just for his sister, but he
got
drunk along too.
So he listens to Jonas Brothers and gangster rap.
No, he's dropped the Jonas Brothers.
What has happened, Toledo?
I like it.
You've lost control of your child.
It's good. That's good.
Is it good?
Yes, like we talked about earlier. Everything Toledo likes, the kid doesn't, which means 4 more years, that kid can't wait to get out of the house.
Yeah.
He's not going to be one of those kids that lives there till he's 35.
So we're doing yard work and trying to dig irrigation lines, and he's got the speaker out, and he asked me if he can play some music, and I'm like, no, the neighbors can hear you.
Nothing but N-words.
And you're not going to listen to what anyone else wants to listen to. No, I'll listen to the clean version. Yeah. First song he puts on drops the N-bomb. Nope.
Back to Steely Dan.
Yep.
What's great is, Dad, you don't understand. I can't wait to get out of this crap hole. And in 5 years, Brady and Kirby will be outside, eating grilled cheese with Bill Burr. While
doing a podcast.
Yeah, Ambrosia and Orleans play. Leaving? Never I have.
That's why would I?
How much you got, feel for you, baby.
How much I feel. Ooh.
In fact, Kirby might move a guy in to the house.
That's what's going to happen. Oh, no. Move in, we
will. Got to make plans for the addition.
You know what? That's the way families used to do it. That was a better time. Unity. Would you like a bite of some bok choy, Joe Kakoy? I got celebrities taking bites of things, and then I kick them out.
Perry Farrell has an album.
Oh, good.
Kind Heaven is the name of it.
Where's the rest of the addiction?
I don't know. You left them behind, I guess. Maybe you can get even weirder on your solo stuff.
No kidding. I was watching Jane's Addiction perform at something. It was a Super Bowl party or whatever. I don't remember, but they had a side party going. It was on TV. Right?
Recent?
This was in a year or so. And right in the middle of doing the song, Perry Farrell wandered over to Dave Navarro, and they just started making out really hard.
Hmm.
And I mean, like, it would be uncomfortable if it was not those two gentlemen. If it was, like, It was almost like when your mom and dad, and it was just fiercely passionate kissing.
Maybe that's why Carmen Electra.
Yeah, it was odd. Like the song was, it was the mountain song. And all of a sudden, while Dave's playing, Perry went over and, I mean, laid it.
They were doing that a lot, though.
This was more than normal. This was a, this was, you should do this in private kind of thing. I'd rather watch Bill Burr eat grilled cheese.
Next up, we have Gloria Gaynor.
That happen.
Gloria Gaynor is 69 years old. Yeah, she's back. Testimony is her album. Wonder if you can tell how old she is. Yeah, you can.
She's still surviving.
She'll always survive. It,
when the artists get that unintended vibrato, that's time.
Well, it's because after a certain amount of time, you have to go to a vocal course to learn how to do air.
Okay. Well, yeah, your lungs aren't what they used
to
be.
Well, your throat isn't either. Everybody's voice gets a little deeper.
Peter Frampton's got a blues album.
Sweet.
All blues. It's covers. Cover songs for you.
She's doing the guitar stuff. George on my mind.
Oh, the thrill is gone. I love that song. BB King.
Here you go. Thrill is gone,
baby. Oh, he's speeding it up a little.
Peter's great.
The thrill is gone away. No, you done me wrong, baby, and you'll be sorry someday.
I like it.
Jay up there at Tactical Black, he's a great, he's there, actually Jay and Josh both, but Jay's an incredibly good guitar player, and he went and saw Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton got mad at people with phones.
Oh, here we go.
And he walked off the stage. And Jay's like, what about all of us who weren't doing it? Why are we being punished? And he left.
When are they going to chill out about the phone thing?
I don't know.
Thing? They just got, you're going to lose. You've lost a battle, musician.
It's a fight that you are not going to do well with. I don't know. But he warned he warned everybody beforehand, don't use your phones. And these ladies did it. And he told them during a song, stop it. And then they broke out another one. And he's just like, that's it. And he walked off. And he didn't come back.
You're never going to play again then.
Yeah. And
you just stop playing. Just retire.
Jay said, look, you know, I was sitting there. I was a few rows in. I wasn't even a great Peter Frampton fan. I admire his work, but I paid money to be there. He said, I'll never see him again, and I'll tell everybody not to.
Yeah.
But just get that little technology bag like Chappelle had, where you have to put your cell phone in that bag, and it locks. And then when you go back outside, you can unlock it with the machine. But in the meantime, there's no using it, because Chappelle doesn't want people filming it, taking it out of context,
yep,
putting it on TMZ and saying, look what he called gay people.
It was pretty easy.
Right. Oh, it was nothing. And guess what you had to do? Enjoy the two-hour show. Oh, my God. It was so difficult. 2 hours. And if you need to use your phone, you can leave and unlock it in the hallway. You just can't be in the facility with it. I think they did that at, was it U2? When I went to U2, they had this thing. Or Metallica, maybe. One of them, but I had to use that. I forget what that company's called. It was great. But, yeah, Frampton just walked off stage. So, and I'm a big Peter Frampton. I love old. Like, he was the
There's
first.
A lot of people that do that.
They need to call
them. It's mostly
down.
Old. School too.
Spring. Not necessarily. There's some younger.
Oh, look, the guy from Highly Suspect lost his mind on stage.
Maynard
like
from
23.
Tool.
Yep.
Well, he doesn't. The one show I saw, Maynard, he grabbed his phone and he recorded the crowd for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Recorded back. And the first, the crowd's like, cool, he wants to like take in how great Phoenix is. No, he's making a point of how awful it is to see someone doing that from your perspective.
He's just kind of being a dick.
Now it's boring. Which
really
is what he's done. Yeah, he's made a career of it. Yeah, they've lost the battle of that. That fight is over. Just let us tape you. And nothing's coming. You can't make money off of it because everybody's doing it.
Santana has an album, Africa Speak.
Hmm.
I don't know. African sounds in it or what.
Yep, he just plays weird guitar riffs over African songs that have already... Santana's done an amazing job of saying, hey, that's a great song, Rob Thomas or Citizen Cope. Let me play on it. You know what he is? He's DJ Khalid with a guitar. DJ Khalid, like, say, what, somebody writes a song and it's great, and DJ Khalid's like, can I come on there and scream my name on that for a few seconds?
I always thought of him as, like, the Mexican Ted Nugent.
Sort of.
Wow.
Except for...
He doesn't sing.
Yeah, but the one thing Ted Nugent has over him is a band that plays with him.
Yeah.
Santana just shows up with his guitar and goes, I heard you guys playing a great song. I'm in. Yeah, DJ Khalid does that. People are rapping, all of a sudden you hear in the back, Khalid, DJ Khalid. Like, that guy made a career just shouting his name in songs.
Just got producer credit.
DJ Khaled!
Next up, we got a band. We actually did a wake-up song for them the other day. Upon a Burning Body, Southern Hostility is the name of the album.
It was Corolla had a tweet or a Facebook post that had a picture of DJ Khaled quotes that said, hey, that's a nice song you've written there. Do you mind if I come in and shout my name over it five times?
Upon a Burning Body.
You said these guys are also Latino, right?
Yeah, we got two.
See.
Build the wall.
I like it. Upon a Burning Body. And finally, Silver Sun Pickups. Widow's Weeds is the name of the album. Alternative rock band.
Yeah, these guys took off when they first came out and everybody went nuts. Now they just do the same album over.
Kind of like every other band from
all the alt world bands. Like, oh my God. This is incredible. And then they write the exact same album over again, and then a third and fourth time, and people kind of lose interest.
Thought maybe they were redoing the Midnight Stars version of Freakazoid.
It's not, you don't think?
No.
No, this isn't it. Different lyrics. So, same tune.
Texters are all wanting you to check out an eating show with Shaq.
Oh. I'm going to put this in my mouth.
Shaq eats.
I eat like people do.
He's on a podcast called the Hot Ones, and the whole idea is you get progressively hotter with chicken
That's
wings.
A contest. There's a there's an entertainment value to
Shaq
hurting someone.
Fries in this one.
Yeah, hurting someone with food is different than just having a bite of grilled cheese.
I couldn't dunk till my senior year, so my junior year we used to dump off what they call apple boxes. So when I get pulled over, yes sir, no sir, I have a badge, but I don't flash
the
it.
The heat's getting him.
See,
this is good. This is like putting somebody's dick in a vice and then having a conversation. Eventually, it's a time bomb.
You lied to me. Oh! Guess what got me?
God.
I could drink a gallon of milk.
All right, Shaq.
Oh, you fucking liar.
Shaq
can pull. It's a little bit too tight. Somebody said, John, I couldn't agree with you more. It's the same thing as that feeding time over at the Bass Pro Shops. Have you ever seen people's eyes? They realize everything on the planet has to eat, right? But yet they can't keep their gaping mouths closed while they watch other things eat. The only people that should be impressed, like you've said in the past, are people from Africa. That's the only ones who are impressed by this.
I tell you what, though. You go to a badass aquarium like the one in Chicago or something. Piranha.
Feed the piranhas.
But again.
Wait, if you get to watch that.
Because that's unlike every other thing. $2.15
today at the Bass Pro.
That is a murder. We're witnessing a murder. That's different than just like, hey, here's a grilled cheese.
Because they're so creepy, they just sit there.
Like, how about this?
They just sit there.
If Bill Burr on that show got a grilled cheese and he took a bite of it and then slaughtered Jon Favreau and ate his insides and dipped
it.
I would watch that all day. If he used Jon Favreau's guts as the tomato soup, now it's good. I'm like, holy Christ, Bill Burr just killed Jon Favreau over a grilled cheese. Now that's something to say. But I'd never come in and go, did you watch Jon Favreau eat that grilled cheese with Bill Burr? My God.
I can't get that grilled cheese out of my mind now.
Yeah, well, grilled cheese is good.
And we're all going to eat grilled cheese
today.
What
is it about that grilled cheese?
Nothing. You've got a problem
there. Apparently, Toledo knows there's $25 cheese.
Then let me tell you this. You need to stop making fun of Eric for alcoholism. Because yours is worse.
Yeah,
you can't see it. You can't see a grilled cheese without wanting a grilled cheese. You've got a problem.
I've never said I don't have a problem.
All right, hey, that's true. There's the only difference between you and Eric.
All right,
you admit you have a thing.
What I admit,
it's a struggle.
What is Eric's alcoholism?
Food is a struggle,
but it's not the like celebration of it can be
right.
Yeah, the second the second you see Bill Burr taking a bite of something, going, I gotta get out of here and eat, then there's your issue. Because everybody eats. This is not a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't have a drinking problem. I have a special event problem.
Man, that is really... There's okay. A ton of
there's
psychology
a lot of special
behind
events.
That.
There are.
I
the
know.
Comedy show, U-Fest.
I know.
And then, if there's free...
That's a lot of life.
See, I don't think you've got a special event problem or... a non-alcoholic special event would send you over the edge. It's not the event that's
that
the
is.
Problem. No.
It's the event.
Mm. Non-alcoholic special event.
See, you have to realize,
events,
I understand what you're saying, Eric, but in the case of the food is every time I eat is a special event.
Yeah.
It's a frenzy.
So I think there's a...
It's a feeding. It's just weird. Watching people eat is weird. Like if I went into a restaurant and said, I just love the food here, I'm going to stand by your table and watch you eat it. Why? I do it on TV all the time. It's like watching people take bites of stuff that look good.
And occasionally I'll take a bite of yours.
And sometimes I'm just going to want it. I like to covet your food. That's all. Get this freak away from me. It's the same thing that's going on TV. It's just weird. Anyway, there you go. That is the hot release section of the day. There you go. Go grab everything you want. Just eat your own food. Get your eyes off my goddamn meal. That's it. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.